Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hi, and welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial are located right here in the Silicon Valley area. Eric's been helping people just like you have remarkable retirements for over 30 years, and his goal is to help you as well. So we're going to start off by giving you his phone number. 800-454-1184 is the number to call for a complimentary appointment. 800-454-1184. The other thing you can do is text the word toolbox, and you can get the toolbox, which includes Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth, plus other educational materials. Just text that word toolbox to the same number, 800-454-1184. Eric and his team have worked really hard about putting this toolbox together, and these are really good strategies for your retirement. Check us out online, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Lauren. Yeah, so I mean, one of the things that people really should be focused on right now is actually refinancing their savings, which sounds like a weird thing. So, you know, if you've got money in bank accounts that are paying you less than 1% or 0.01 still or something, you got to move that money. Move it to some of these online accounts or find some better places. But a lot of the online banks are paying 4% to sometimes even 5%. You can even refinance a lot of times your annuities. If you if you bought an annuity from, you know, probably I'd say almost 2012 to 2018, you know, you bought it in a low rate environment, and now that those rates are way higher, and there's ways to either get out of those things and even cover the fees if needed and such. So definitely refinance your savings. And again, that's something we can kind of get you some more info on to get you to have that more money and worry less.
Yeah, we want you to worry less about your retirement. Okay, so we have seen an increase in economic volatility, but actually, a new study says that the average IRA balance has increased by 5% from a year ago, and the average 401k balance has increased by 4%. Good news for people who are saving. You know, they're saving, and that's what they're supposed to be doing right now, right?
Yeah, no. So, I mean, obviously it's good when it goes up. You know, one of the things that always drives me nuts is sometimes I'll see 401k statements, and especially in a year like last year where the market was going down, it says, oh, your balance increased by, you know, whatever, say 3%. And then you do the math and you go, hold it. That was because of my contribution. The market value went down, but because I put money in, the balance went up. And it's like, well, that's not exactly making money, right? So at least this year, things are hopefully going up because of the market, not just because of your contributions. But one of the big things is, you know, how do you get the money out? And that's right. The part where people really need to have more of a plan.
Yeah, that's why we do this show every week, because people don't know that. You know, so many people say, oh, I have to save this much in my account, right? And they spend their time focusing on that amount. But is there a better approach to that, a more appropriate approach?
Well, I mean, you definitely want to know what your spending level is going to be in retirement. And obviously, it depends how far away from that you are, right? If you're in your 20s or 30s, who knows, right? You just want to put the money away.
Right.
But yeah. If you're in your 50s or especially early 60s and such, yeah, you really need to know how much you're spending. And then that way you can develop an income plan to say, okay, besides Social Security, or if you're lucky enough to have a pension, you know, where is my money going to come from? And how much do I need to get out of these accounts? And, you know, one of the things that people are forgetting about a lot of times is the taxes. I always think it's funny if somebody's got like $1 million house and they have a $300,000 mortgage, most people will say, not that I have $1 million house, they'll say I have $700,000 of equity. But if you have $1 million saved up in your retirement plan, I have yet to ever meet anybody who says, oh, I've got $700,000 of equity in my retirement plan. And it's the same difference. You know, it's just there's no mortgage statement. You don't get anything from the franchise tax board or from the IRS saying this is how much your liability is on this account. It doesn't show up on a statement or anything, right? You know, even bank documents, like if you do a loan, they always just put your whole value. But when they ask about your house, they put the, you know, how much of a loan do you have against that? So you know, it's interesting that everybody kind of ignores the tax, even though it can be a third of your account potentially, right? So,
yeah.
So you know, that's one of the things that you want to do is really have what we call like the blueprint to worry less wealth, where you have that income plan, and then it looks at what investments are you, especially in your 50s and 60s, moving those investments into the right spots for that income for the rest of your life. And then, of course, you need to have a tax plan, too, because if you don't have those taxes planned out, that whole myth of retiring a lower bracket, yeah, that hasn't happened to most of my clients. So, you know, you definitely need to have some sort of tax plan. And obviously, healthcare legacy also goes along with that. That's those five areas of the blueprint. And you know, so we have lots of tools and lots of short 10, 15-page reports that you can download along with my book. And even the spot to set up a time to talk with me. All that is set up in our digital toolbox. It's an online resource that we're giving away for no cost or any obligation or anything like that. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric and his team are here because they want to guide you, give you good, solid financial advice. So take advantage of this. And thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. All right. So obviously, we see that people have done a really good job of saving, but that transition into retirement is a challenging one. And so many of us don't really understand the rules for taking money out of those retirement accounts. So tell us what we need to consider, please, Eric.
Well, so hopefully you had some good advice before you got there and you were able to put some stuff in Roth. If you're not, start putting money in Roth. Most companies have a Roth 401k option. Even if you're making a lot of money, I find most of the time it still actually works for most people. But if you're super high income, then, you know, sometimes not. But the problem, of course, with the 401k or IRA bucket is it's 100% taxable. Yeah, you know, there is no tax planning other than pay it, right? So if you've got other buckets of money, then you can do tax planning. If you've got some Roth that's tax-free, if you've got some regular investments that, you know, only pay tax on the capital gains, and of course, hopefully you have some money in savings. So by taking those out a little bit from all of them, you can actually massively lower your tax bracket. But the mistake a lot of people do often is they'll take all the money out of their savings accounts first. Mm. And so when they first retire, they might not even have Social Security yet turned on. And so they'll have almost no income and think that that's great that year. But then they go from almost the 0 or 10% bracket, and then they jump up to the 24% bracket. Well, that makes no sense. Why don't you take out at least up to the 12% bracket, you know, from your 401k when you're still at that low tax bracket then? But the only way you can do that, and the only way you know that, is planning. I mean,
right.
I know it's boring. I know it's no fun. You'd rather go on vacation or you know, do fun stuff. Like, I was just in the Bahamas. So, yeah, definitely fun. You know, so that's one of the things that you want to really be doing is looking at that and saying, okay, how do I withdraw this money, and what's my plan year by year by year? But you got to do that, you know, with a 10-year timeline ahead of you. You can't just do that, you know. Well, you definitely can't do it tax time in April. That's too late, yeah. Right? Because that was from the year before.
Right.
So, yeah, ideally you plan this out either December or at the latest by January of that year when you're taking that money, because then you want to see, okay, you know, what is my tax bracket going to be? Because when you're retired, it's really weird. You can actually pick and design your own tax situation year by year. And so, yeah, you want to be very careful with that. You want to have a financial advisor who knows taxes, that knows these things that you need to do. And so, you know, that's why I wrote the book, Worry Less Wealth. That's why we put up all these great tools like, will your money last as long as you will? Yeah, am I paying too much taxes in retirement? All these great things are sitting there ready for you to look at and download and read. All of it's at the digital toolbox at wealthcreatorradio.com. So you can go get it there, wealthcreatorradio.com. Or even easier, you just text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. And, you know, and that's why we've built up all this stuff. So definitely get those downloads. Definitely get some time to read that and be prepared for your retirement.
All right. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in the Silicon Valley area, helping retirees just like you have remarkable retirements. He's been doing this for the past 30 years, and he would love to guide you as well. Now, I want to bring this up. You know this, Eric. You've been doing this for so long. Women statistically outlive men by about 6 years. So a lot of wives are going to outlive their husbands in retirement, meaning a lot of them will, you know, be suddenly taking over their own finances, maybe for their first time ever. That can be confusing and very, very scary, right?
Oh, certainly. I mean, we've had to deal with it for a lot, several times a year, typically, that we have this happen. And I mean, at tax time, we had, you know, one person whose husband was, you know, on the beginning signs of dementia and stuff. And so she had to all of a sudden, you know, figure out where all their tax documents were. But we had another client where her husband had brain tumor type thing. And, you know, he was kind of coming back and he was getting healthier, but he always did the taxes, and we just helped her figure out how to, you know, file an extension for her and told her, well, here, you know, he really wanted to still do it, but he couldn't always remember what day it was. His short-term memory was gone, so his long-term was still good, but how can you do taxes, you know, if you don't remember all those things, right? So, you know, and then we've had another client that literally her husband, if she needed money, her husband would bring some cash home from the ATM. She had never used an ATM.
Oh, dear.
I mean, this isn't 10 or 20 years ago. No. This was in the 2020s. Mm-hmm. She had never used an ATM. She didn't know how to check her bank balance other than calling the bank or walking into the bank. You know, she barely checked emails. Well, you can't even set up online access to see your bank balance on an app unless you have an email, right? Yeah. So we had to walk her through that. You know, luckily my team was able to help her, you know, set all that stuff up. But yeah, there's a lot of women who don't really know what necessarily is going on. Or sometimes there's also some husbands out there that have really complicated situations where they're doing a lot of trading and other stuff. And it's just not something that if somebody doesn't care about that stuff, they're never going to be able to implement that. And it's not sustainable in retirement if they're gone.
Let's start with some of the differences that you've noticed between how men and women approach retirement planning. Tell us what things men tend to be most concerned about.
Well, the guys, usually it's all about return, right? You know, how much can I earn? How, you know, points on the scoreboard, right? So how can I get the high score and put my initials on it, right? So that's really what they're kind of more focused on. And sometimes it works and sometimes it blows up fantastically. And so, yeah, if it works, it's great. If it doesn't, it's really ugly. And so, you know, that's the hard part is that's probably okay during accumulation. It just isn't very useful and isn't a very good thing to do when you're in distribution mode, not for at least all your money, because you got to make sure there's some always there.
So again, women statistically outlive men by 6 years. Eric, how does that fact come into play during retirement planning?
Well, a lot of times, you know, I'll talk with somebody, you know, and then maybe the husband who calls me up and we do that, you know, that 15, 30 minute phone call, find out what their situation is, and they want to go through the planning and they go, oh, my wife doesn't really care about this. well, if I don't care if that's correct or not, she needs to care, right? You need to care. I mean, you need to make sure, you know, what's going on and what's happening here. And, you know, it's kind of like, well, I don't care. I just want to go on a vacation. Well, what if your vacation was to Antarctica and you wanted to go to the beach? I mean, you know, you do want to at least know what's going on in the general sense. And more importantly, for this exact fact, like what you said, is that 6 year difference in age, you know, lifespan, if they're going to end up, you know, inheriting this money and running this portfolio that they've never done in their entire life, they need at least know where things are. They need at least know, you know, what the heck's going on, right?
Yeah.
and if they don't know that, it can be very, very tough and very challenging. And sadly, too, they could be very easily manipulated and taken advantage of, mm-hmm. because, you know, people will say, hey, oh, here, just put it all this money in here and I'll make this huge commission. And, you know, they're not going to go to a fiduciary based advisor, going to go to somebody who just sells them stuff. Usually maybe it's the bank or, you know, the local broker or somebody, but somebody's going to talk to them about something and get them just to dump the money in. And then they're going to find out it's a really bad situation and it's the most expensive thing and probably not necessarily what they needed. So, you know, again, having that plan, you know, having that roadmap, if something happens and, you know, along life and life does happen, right? You're on a trip and maybe your car breaks down, maybe you have a flat tire, whatever. Same thing with life, right? If you lose a spouse, you're going to still go on living, but now what? And how, you know, how do you change that? Well, if you don't know what's going on, it's going to be really tough. So that's why having a plan is so critical. What we're here at Heckman Financial is really just to guide you down that path and say, here's how you can make sure your money's going to last for the rest of your life. Here's your income plan. So we know it's going to be good with and without each of you there. Because what happens is when one person dies, you lose that Social Security check, right? There's other things come into play. Then look at the investments. Are they all at risk or are there some guaranteed stuff? Is there some steady income money and not just all market money? We also want to look at the taxes. How's the tax effects going to be now in the future? And also when you're single, you know, if all of a sudden you're widowed, guess what? The tax brackets all get cut in half, but you know, your tax is going to go up because you're in a higher bracket now. And then lastly, look at the healthcare issues. Who's going to take care of whom? And then legacy. Who's going to make sure that money goes to your loved ones after you guys are both gone. So again, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth so you can worry about having fun and enjoying life and not have to worry about your money. So if that's something you want to take advantage of and find out a little bit more, you know, set up a call for us just to find out what's going on in your situation. 800-454-1184. You can leave a message or text the word visit to 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder at Heckman Financial. He is a certified financial planner. They're right here in the Silicon Valley area, and he's been doing this for over 30 years. He has an awesome team. So, all right, let's talk about how you do work with couples to help ensure that their income is going to continue even if something does happen to one of them.
Yeah, so lots of times people say, hey, you know, I need whatever the number is, let's say $7,000 a month, and maybe between both Social Security checks, you're getting, say $5,000. So you just need to make up the extra two, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what that doesn't count is if somebody passes away, that Social Security check might get cut in half. And now all of a sudden you don't need $2,000, maybe you need $4,000 a month. And, you know, if that happens, how are you going to make sure that money's there? Is it going to be all based on stock market returns and ups and downs of the market and what, you know, Wall Street wants you to be in and have all that risk? Or is it going to be something that more like a pension, something where you have some money coming in, something that's going to be there, something that's going to be steady? You know, and that's what I find a lot of people don't have is, you know, the 401ks when they took over and squished out everybody else, you know, the Vanguards, the Fidelities and all these big brokerage firms of the world now run, you know, how we invest in our 401ks, and it's 100% market-based. But if you look at a pension company, you know, pension companies don't invest that way. They don't have 100% of their money in stocks and bonds. They have stuff that pays them good, steady income that's guaranteed. They've got different pots of money, and that's what everybody else needs, too, is they need to have those different pots of money. Mm-hmm. So that way, when you're retired, you got that money coming in, you've got some steady income, you got maybe some income that's guaranteed for life, that's a joint life payout. So that way, if one of you are gone, it doesn't matter. That check keeps coming in, doesn't drop in value or anything. There are some great new options, but people really need to educate themselves and find out what's out there. So that's something that if you wanted to take advantage of, look at those resources first at the toolbox. You know, check those out. If you want to set up a time after that, we can definitely talk and help you. But this is probably one of the most critical times, the biggest shifts we've had in the economy in a positive way.
Yes.
So you hear all the bad news. This is a positive. These are some great new options out there. Some stuff I haven't seen ever before. So loving it because we have so many more options for our clients. So again, if you want to get that, you can either text the word toolbox or you can just leave a message. Both of them would be 800-454-1184. Again, that number is 800-454-1184. Or you can request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Still a lot more to come with Eric. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, but he's also an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth. And really, it's everything that we talk about on our show. You know, he wanted to open your eyes to all things available so you can have a remarkable retirement. And so he helps us see any warning signs in our own planning before trouble begins. He teaches us to discover how we can worry less, and that's what this show's all about. You can get this book by calling 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Get that book complimentary. All right, so today we're talking about some of the unique challenges that women face in preparing for retirement. Eric, GoBankingRates.com has a huge list of financial challenges that women face in retirement. I wanted to get your reaction and have you give us these facts. Tell us what you think about them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple. The gender pay gap, something that's getting, I think, a little bit better, but not something you can necessarily do about on your own case other than
You know,
apply for other jobs.
Yeah.
Lack of financial confidence is definitely a big one. A lot of times women just don't know what's going on, or they don't take charge of it, or don't want to learn about it, but they do worry about it. And so, you know, it's one of these things where you do have to definitely get some education about. Obviously, women live longer than men, so that's going to be a big factor, because they're going to be the ones that are going to be ultimately running the situation and making sure that money lasts. And often they're the caregivers, so they're going to take off time for either loved ones or take care of the spouse. And, you know, they may have spent a lot of money to help their spouse that's ill, and then what happens to them? Because if you spend $300,000 or $400,000 on your ill spouse, that's great, you're able to do that, but are you able to still stay retired, you know, after that? And then often what they also call a gray divorce, which has been a huge thing, you know, people in their 50s or 60s divorcing. And and that can be a huge cost item, because all of a sudden you have to start all over and get these things, you know, reset up. And, you know, especially with the housing markets going up higher and getting more expensive over time, you know, if you're trying to buy a new place and, you know, start over again, it can be really tough. And so I think women really need to be paying attention to this and not defer these responsibilities to somebody else, but make sure they're taking care of themselves.
The Department of Labor says 58%. So we're talking, you know, almost 60% of long-term caregivers are female. And if someone is a caregiver, a female is a caregiver for a family member or loved one, then you're probably having to cut back on your job, maybe less ability to save. I got to tell you, Eric, this very thing happened with my best friend. She just lost her husband, who aged 70. And so for a year, they still paid her, thankfully, but she was caring for her husband, you know, and then they had some issues happen with the house. So, man, she's worried now about how she's going to do. She's not ready to retire, but once, you know, she gets there, I think she's going to have to work for a long time. So, you know, tell us how someone can be in that position and kind of try to catch back up with their savings. How do you help people like that?
Yeah, no, it can be very, very tough. I mean, I had a situation with a client who was, she was in sales, and both her parents were ill. And yeah, she took off several years and basically made almost nothing. Had to go into her own retirement funds to get by. And then when they passed away, half the money went to her brother, who'd never helped the parents at all. And, you know, and he'd had all his retirement savings intact and all this stuff, right? So it can be definitely tough. I mean, it's one of those things where you just have to start putting money away, right? You have to have a plan. You have to start, funding as much as you can, figure out, okay, is there cheaper ways to live? Is there, you know, can you rent out a room in your house to somebody to make some extra money? You know, all sorts of things where you may have to come up with just to get back into, you know, into a safe spot that you know, that's going to be sustainable for retirement. And again, I think it's really a great time to reach out and get some resources and talk to somebody. So, you know, if you want to, again, get that toolbox, get some information there. And then if you want to reach out or if you have somebody in that situation, definitely have them get a hold of us and we can help them a lot. Again, you can either text the word toolbox or just call and request it at 800-454-1184. Again, that's toolbox, 800-454-1184, or request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, this toolbox is complimentary. So this is just a way to honestly transform your worries of retirement into confidence. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox, something that we want you to get free of charge. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today we're talking about retirement challenges for women. About 40% of women investors identify as beginners, Eric. So I think a lot of women do lack confidence in their financial knowledge. Tell us some steps they could consider to try to help boost their financial confidence. What would you tell them?
Well, obviously just learning, right? Anytime you're not confident on something, it's usually education-based. It's either your experience or education, right? So if you know, the experience you'll get, sometimes good and sometimes bad.
Yeah.
But at least the education part you can take care of, and you know, that's something that you can do on your own. So yeah, just reading some different books out there. I mean, obviously, like you mentioned, I have a book, Worry Less Wealth. You know, those are some stuff that you can do. I wouldn't necessarily watch all the crazy shows about buy this stock, sell this stock and all that junk. That's more financial entertainment than it is, you know, real advice. But looking, you know, just learning about some of these things, but also just starting to know what's going on, you know your situation, know where you're headed. Again, it's one of these things where, you know, once you've figured it out, you know, it's pretty easy. I've been teaching my youngest son how to drive, and you know, it's always fun. I can't believe I've had to do this a third time now. But
I know, that's funny.
And you know, he got mad at me because one time I crossed myself before we started. He goes, "Oh, that's a little mean." And oh. You know, but I just did it for fun to mess with him. But you know, it's one of these things that now you don't even think about driving, right? You almost don't. It's so automatic. And same thing here. If you know about the finances, you know that you're on a path, you know that you have a direction, then it's fine. But the scary part is when you don't know. So knowing that, getting that education, I think is critical.
Yeah, so true. I do agree with you. So the Department of Labor says that women age 65 or older are more likely than men to live below the poverty level. So Eric, these are startling statistics. What's your message for women preparing for retirement?
Got to take some charge, right? Got to know what's going on and, you know, really figure out, do you have a budget? How are you going to make sure that money lasts? How are you going to look at the risks, stock market volatility, inflation, taxes, healthcare costs? How are you going to generate income? I mean, it's one thing just to have that money sitting there, but how does, if it's just in a mutual fund, does it actually pay you anything? Does it come out? Is there, you know, dividends and interest coming out? You have to look at all these things of how to keep that standard living and how to make sure you're keeping up with inflation, keeping up with taxes and all that, all those fun issues that maybe you didn't want to deal with, right? So there are some great new options, but people really need to educate themselves and find out what's out there. So that's something that if you wanted to take advantage of, look at those resources first at the toolbox. You know, check those out. If you want to set up a time after that, we can definitely talk and help you. But yeah, this is probably one of the most critical times, the biggest shifts we've had in the economy in a positive way.
Yes.
So you hear all the bad news. This is a positive. These are some great new options out there. Some stuff I haven't seen ever before. So loving it because we have so many more options for our clients. So again, if you want to get that, you can either text the word toolbox or you can just leave a message. Both of them would be 800-454-1184. Again, that number is 800-454-1184. Or you can request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Take advantage of the special offer from Eric and his team. Get some help with your retirement planning. We are not done yet. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and he is here to offer you a chance to help you with your retirement strategy. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, your tax strategies, healthcare plan, legacy plan, all these things we talk about on our show, and you need to have a plan for that. One way to do it, get our toolbox, no cost. Just text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. So, Eric, I thought it'd be fun now to get into some questions from retirees or pre-retirees and dig into our Wealth Creator mailbag for you, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. Here's the first question. This is from Rose. Rose says, a few weeks ago, I heard you mention a plan for catastrophic illness in retirement on your show. I wasn't able to catch the entire thing. Could you talk about that again and explain what we need to do?
Well, this is something that I think financial advisors and definitely clients and pretty much all of us ignore, don't want to talk about, you know, just do the ostrich plan, right? Just stick your head under the sand, hope it goes away. But my dad actually had joked in the past that he would most likely die in a small room with a chair and a TV, basically meaning, you know, some sort of care place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, that's where he's at. And it's $9,000 a month. You know, that drains savings very fast. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we all have to pay for it at some way or another, right? One is you self-insure. So you use up all your assets until you have none. And then, you know, you go on to, you know, government aid, or you offset it with some sort of other people's money, meaning insurance, mm-hmm. right? You know, it's one of those two that's going to happen. And the stats when I first joined the industry were around 50% were the odds of somebody needing care. That's last I saw that went up over 70%.
Wow.
And so what used to kill you, now they just give you a pill for, but makes you not, unfortunately, you know, not be able to get around as much maybe. So that's when you need help. And so that's one of the things more and more people need. Long-term care policies, the problem is those rates aren't guaranteed. So they've been having huge increases. I mean, I've had clients get 100%, 30%. One got a 268% increase over 3 years, which is just
terrible.
Insane. And these are policies they bought 10, 15, 20 years ago that they thought were going to always be the same rate. And so I like a lot of these other alternative assets. There's some that are tied to life insurance where with life insurance laws, you cannot change the rates. Once it's what they call a unilateral contract where once you sign up for it, they can't do anything to change certain parameters. And so those are a lot better ways to do it. And they're pretty affordable and, you know, they give you some great benefits. So, you know, again, this is something that, yeah, as much as we like to ignore it and not want to talk about it, you do need to have a plan for it. Because there's pretty high odds it'll happen. But depending on which tool you use, like the life insurance options, those ones can be great. Because if you never need it, hey, somebody gets extra money. So it's tax-free.
Yeah.
So, hey, it works either direction.
All right. So if you have your own questions about long-term care or just any type of health care in retirement, Eric and his team are here for you. 800-454-1184 is the number that you can call for a complimentary appointment or phone conversation. So here's another question for you as we dig into our mailbag. This is from Sheila. She says, if we aren't sure we're getting the right guidance to help protect our income from retirement risks like market risk, healthcare costs, taxes, and inflation, what should we do?
Well, the same thing as you would do if you weren't sure of the advice you're getting from a doctor, right? Get a second opinion. Pretty simple, pretty easy answer. Yeah, no, I would definitely make sure that anybody you're talking with, you know, if you're just doing it on your own, on a website, you know, what are the parameters they're using? How much tax knowledge does that thing have, you know, that website? And what kind of other experiences are they relating to you? Because of lots of times people, you know, it's more about experience, I find, than it is about the raw numbers, right? So there's a lot more reality behind the math, and the math works one way, but the reality of how things happen work very differently quite often. So yeah, you want to have some money in foundational money. So stuff that can't go away, stuff that in those bad years, you can raid those dollars from there and live on and not have to worry about your standard of living. But in the good years, you have to take the money from the market money. And then in between, you want to have some steady income money that's constantly paying you some dividends and income. And of course, you have to have a healthcare plan. You have to have plans for inflation. Even, you know, we were planning for inflation for, you know, 20 years before inflation hit, right? Yeah. And before it spiked. But you've always had that in the plan. So, yeah, I think really it's just, it's that means it's definitely time for just to shop around. You know, one of the things we even have on our main website is even how to compare financial advisors and how to check out their background. You can do that to me included. So, you know, and I would definitely, you know, sit down and either on the phone, you know, just talk with somebody, get your questions answered and see if that makes, you know, that could be a fit. And one of the things that we have in that toolbox website is a link to set a time to talk. So that is one of the things that if you wanted to do that, yeah, you just text word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Not only does that have my book, but it has a lot of really quick reads of 10 to 15 page stuff. You know, will your money last as long as you do? Are you making the right Social Security decision? All these great resources. So, you know, definitely take some time, learn about your situation and learn about what's out there. And, you know, then you can make a more informed decision.
Okay, love it. And again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We're digging into our Wealth Creator Radio mailbag today. Here's a question from a guy. This is Dale. He says, how much would you recommend I set aside every year for retirement if I'm planning to retire in 10 years?
Well, it doesn't matter really when. You should really be setting aside, well, always 15% of your income, okay. Really. And if you can, get up to 20. So maybe if he's not done very well, maybe he should try to get hit to 20 if he can. But, you know, you want some of that, especially when you're younger, to be going to, you know, first, you know, just emergency funds and savings, right, and some shorter term money. But after that, yeah, it should always be retirement. Even when you're young, you should probably be putting ideally around 10% away to retirement, you know, just because of that's a lot easier, and compounding effect of money over, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years is huge. When you only have 10 years left, it gets a lot tougher to get that build up. So for somebody like that, definitely 15 to 20% needs to be the number to have a successful retirement.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I just heard my son-in-law and my daughter talking about, you know, we need to put more into our retirement account, you know, and they're like 31 and they need to buy a car. They want to. That's on their wish list. But he just said, we're putting in for retirement. And I was happy to hear that. So, all right, here's another question for you from Doug. Doug says, can you talk about what goes into a written financial strategy for retirement? I would like something like a checklist to help make sure that I have everything covered. Oh, we have that, don't we, Eric?
Yep. Yeah, so I was going to say, yeah, Doug, it's a good time to bring up the checklist, but since we do have one. But
yeah,
yeah, for my process, we actually really focus on the five areas that everybody needs to have a written plan for. So the first one would be obviously having an income. Written income plan is the most important thing. How are you going to get money for retirement? How long is it going to last? What's the tax effect of every single bucket of money, right? So your IRAs, your 401ks, your Roth, your regular investments, savings, all those things. How do they all interplay with each other? Social Security and taxes and everything. So yeah, so you want to have that income, you know, investment. How's that gonna, you know, how those dollars invested for that income, and then taxes, because those three are all super related. Obviously, the other big two would be healthcare and legacy. Who gets your money when you're gone? And so, well, yeah, one of the things we did actually set up is a checklist that kind of goes through what items that you should have, you know, have some sort of plan for. And, you know, if you're younger, there may be a little bit lower score. But, you know, if you're one of those people who likes to take those little self-assessments or, you know, give yourself a score, right, and see where you're at, that's what the checklist can do for you. But once you do that checklist, you could also set up a time to even talk with us and kind of get that data and figure out, okay, you know, am I on the right track? And we used to charge a fee for going through the blueprint, but we don't even charge a fee now. So we've been just giving that information to people, really just betting on our time that if we help you enough that, you know, you want us to help you, I should say, that you want us to help you implement that income plan, implement those changes to those investments and make sure you can save money on taxes, not just this year, but all the years. So yeah, there's a lot of great stuff to go into that process, but I would highly recommend just start with a checklist, and that's an easy way to go. And so the easiest way to get that checklist is to just text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist 800-454-1184 or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, we have to take another break, but we're not done yet. We'll be right back with the rest of our show. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric and I often discuss challenges and risks that happen in retirement. So, Eric, I think it's time for you to give us an example of something that has happened, someone who has experienced one of those retirement obstacles. We call it a financial fail. So what do you have for us today, Eric?
This is, we'll call her Beth, but yeah, she was had some health issues, and she was a nurse, and she could have had a lifetime pension, but she wanted just to take the lump sum distribution because she figured with her health, it wouldn't last as long and, you know, be a smarter decision. And so we set up a way to have her have an income for life for part of the money and then have, you know, a pot of the money that would also be available if she needed it. And then, of course, one of her daughters needed help, so she wanted to help her. And then another daughter needed help. She kept helping her, and she kept helping them, and kept helping them.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, after about four or five times saying that you're taking out too much, we almost basically stopped even having to tell her that because she was just death to the to the consequences or whatever you want to call it. But basically, she's spent down one account and then had to raid the account that was going to pay the lifetime income before we were going to turn it on. And it was just something that was pretty much a mess. And, you know, I've seen that with a lot of clients where they think that they're helping the next generation by using up all their money, but no, you're not. You know, they're younger. They can still struggle. They can still figure out a way to save. They can figure out a way to move to a cheaper area or do something different, right? There's always a solution long term. But there is no more time when you're in retirement. If you're retired and you're spending down assets too fast, you can't come back from that. So that's what we try to do every year with our clients when we're doing those progress meetings, and we're going through to see how things are going and making sure things are all on track. But, you know, we had another case where a couple, they told us when they retired 3 years earlier that they're going to spend $9,000 a month in retirement. And when they did the math on how much they're withdrawing out of their bank accounts, it was 15. You know, that's a big difference, right? So that's a lot more. And we showed that they were going to be running out of money in about 10 years at that clip. And you have to be having somebody there to help you, to tell you these things. Lots of times from an external viewpoint is a lot better because lots of times you just don't see it and you're blind to it. So I would say one of the things that people want to get is get a lot of data, get a lot of education, really know what's going out there. And so one of the things we set up is all this great resources on the digital toolbox where will your money last as long as you? Are you paying too much in taxes? Even my book, Worry Less Wealth, and even a time to set up, even a link to set up a time to talk with me. So all that is at the digital toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or go online directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice.
Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.